This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump's hush money trial is back on this morning in New York.
Every legal scholar that I've been able to read said there's no case, there's no crime. It's a disgrace that it was allowed to happen.
Michael Cohen's been on the witness stand, putting the former president right at the heart of the hush money scheme. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial in Manhattan.
With prosecutors' hush money case against Donald Trump barreling toward its end, their star witness, Michael Cohen, is back in the hot seat today as defense lawyers try to chip away at his crucial testimony implicating the former president. The trial is now in its fourth week, and it resumes with potentially explosive defense cross-examination of Cohen, whose credibility could determine the presumptive Republican presidential nominee's fate in this case. Trump pleading not guilty to charges. He falsified business records to cover hush money payments. Cohen telling jurors he paid Stormy Daniels to stay quiet about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies, and then getting reimbursed by Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is claiming executive privilege over audio of his interview with special counsel Robert Hur at the center of a Republican effort to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. Hur found some evidence that Joe Biden had willfully retained classified information at some point in the past, but concluded that it was not sufficient for criminal charges. And as for those two upcoming debates between President Biden and Donald Trump, the AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller.
Donald Trump and Joe Biden believe that in a head-to-head debate with the other guy, that they will come out looking better, and that both those things can't be true, but that reflects their private confidence.
Honda says it'll invest billions to deliver electric vehicles around the world to nations, including the U.S. This is AP News. It's a first. A Mexican taco stand has gotten a Michelin star.
A Michelin star is a coveted symbol of dining excellence, and some of the grandest restaurants never get one. But in Mexico City, the tiny Tacos El Califa de Leon just did, a 10-foot by 10-foot establishment in the San Rafael neighborhood. The secret? Simplicity, says Chef Arturo Rivera Martinez, saying his taco has only a tortilla, red or green sauce, and that's it. That and the quality of the meat. The other secret is heat. El Califa de Leon's steel grill is cranked up to 680 degrees, and it takes up half the taco stand's space. So when Michelin representatives came to present one of their heavy, full-sleeved white chef's jackets, Rivera Martinez did not put it on. As for customer impressions, that said while bouncing on her toes. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.